From the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., this is Update One, the club's official podcast. It features newsworthy stories originating from the NPC facilities, as well as broader topics related to journalism, communications, press freedom, and transparency.
Welcome to another edition of the National Press Club Update One podcast. I'm podcast committee member Lincoln Smith, and with this conversation, we are joined by Mr. Zach Badorf, co-founder of Military Veterans in Journalism. Welcome, Mr. Zach Badorf.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Zach, you are a journalist and filmmaker with over 15 years of experience, having produced award-winning stories in 30 countries to include Syria, Iraq, Ukraine, Afghanistan, Pakistan, the West Bank, Kashmir, as well as the rebel-held territory in Sri Lanka and Burma. Tell us more about your career.
It's been quite a journey, as you can hear. I started out in the Navy, and for me, that was just a tremendous way to get into the media field. So I was doing public affairs work, telling stories about the military for the military. I did that in video and radio and print, in photo formats. And I was fortunate enough to be assigned first to Yokota Air Base just outside of Tokyo, and then secondly on USS Peleliu, an amphibious assault ship that now is decommissioned. I'm so old that my ship is no longer operational. It was just a wonderful, wonderful experience to learn more about all the branches of the military, to travel across Asia, across the Pacific, spend a little time floating around the Middle East and a little time in Iraq. And it was just a transformational period in my life and it really set me up for success outside of the military in journalism. So I got out of the military. I knew that I wanted to get into journalism. And I applied for dozens and dozens and dozens of jobs across the country. And frankly, I hit a big old wall. It was quite a struggle, that transition breaking into journalism. The problem was I didn't have any mentors. I didn't have a network. I had great skills. Yes, it was military public affairs work, but I still was technically very qualified. But journalism is an elite field. It has high walls, and I really, really struggled to break in. Ultimately, I overcame those challenges, and I was able to work over those 15 years, as you said, and cover some amazing moments in history, break some very interesting stories. I lived and worked over the years in South Sudan, Afghanistan, Central African Republic, Romania, and do some reporting in nearly 40 countries about a range of national security, foreign policy, international affairs type stories, a lot of development work as well. I just love journalism. It's an incredible, fun, exciting field where you learn something every day. That's what it's all about. But I did mention those, and I've been very lucky in my career to do those. Right now, my focus is on strategic communications and national security. So I've shifted away from journalism these days. But I did want to continue to give back to my fellow veterans. And my co-founder and I, we sat down. His name is Russell Madori. He's a Marine in New York turned journalist. And we both realized that over the years we had informally mentored other vets who wanted to break into journalism. And we thought, well, maybe there's a need here, some way that we can support our community and give back to those who are coming down the road from us. And we founded in 2019 Military Veterans in Journalism. And that has been just an incredible ride, growing that from Russell and I sitting in a bar trying to puzzle together what to do to now we have several full-time staff, a handful of part-time staff, including myself, and we have 1,100 members across the nation, and we have an annual convention, we have fellowships, we have a mentorship program, we have all sorts of services that we provide, and I've grown a lot as part of the experience, and I'd like to think that our members as well have gained a lot from the work that our organization does.
Zach, with that founding in 2019, tell us more about the mission of military veterans in journalism.
Great question. When we started the organization, we thought, well, we know we look around newsrooms and we don't see a lot of veterans, but how many of them actually are out there? So we looked at census data, which was the best thing that we could find, and we found out after crunching the numbers with a data scientist that across the nation, we know that roughly 7.5% of Americans have served in the armed forces, representing, 16 to 18 million Americans. And yet in America's newsrooms, only about maybe 2 to 2.5% of America's journalists are veterans. So vast disparity, vastly underrepresented, and our simple mission is we want to fix that. We want to get more vets in news. And that's what we're working toward ultimately. But we're also there to support those who are already in the field and advocate for vets within those newsrooms.
Zach, has there always been that disparity in numbers?
That's a very interesting question, because if you look at the data, we know that in this country right now, a very small percentage of Americans serve in the armed forces. If you look at the Vietnam era, a much higher percentage served. So if you're looking at the present numbers, which is 1.5 million to 2 million active duty at any given time, something like that. But compared to the Vietnam era, much higher number of Americans served because of the draft and all these things. The percentage of veterans in news had been, and even back to World War II era also, it was much higher. And because statistically over time, the percentage of Americans serving has dropped, likewise, the percentage of Americans working in America's newsrooms has also continued to drop. And we also see that the Vietnam era folks are basically at the retirement age, so they're going to start getting out more. And there's also an interesting data collection challenge here of some veterans don't really identify as veterans. They don't think it's – I mean, yes, they served in the armed forces, but it's not a big part of who they were. It's the newsrooms aren't collecting the data. There are voluntary ways that they can ask who has served in the armed forces. But if you look at all the major reports that all of the major news corporations across America, and not even just corporations, but all the major newsrooms, none of them have any statistical data point on the percentage of veterans who are reporters in their newsrooms. So we think that's a major flaw. We're actively working with various nonprofit news organizations to try to collect additional data. And we're also advocating to a range of newsrooms to try to improve their data collection around this, because you can't know if you're improving if you don't know the baseline. So that you have to have that as a starting base. One other quick point is there are some great efforts out there to hire veterans. NBC, for example, I think they had a number like 10,000 veterans there are these great hiring initiatives. However, that includes vets working as a finance manager or an audio engineer or a project manager. Those are great jobs. But when it comes to telling the stories of America's veterans, of the American military, of veteran affairs, we need veterans actually as journalists. We need them to be in the newsroom influencing editorial. And they're not looking at the statistics, not collecting the data, not actively hiring as much as they should. Thankfully, we've made some progress, but there's a long way to go.
The Military Veterans in Journalism website front page spotlights, quote, building community, supporting career growth, advocating for vets, end quote. Can you expand on these values?
Yeah. Those are the big things that we do. We would be nothing without our membership. Our members represent who we are. They are the core and the heart of military veterans and journalism. It started with just two, me and Russell, and now it's 1,100 across the nation. Our membership is as diverse as the nation is. So we got veterans in Montana. We got veterans in New York. We have Marine Corps, Air Force, all races, all, you know, male, female, you know, we're a very, very diverse organization. You know, the veteran population, those 16, 18 million, whatever it is, number of veterans across the nation is also a cross-section of America. So we want to make sure that we represent that across all the different ways that you can think about diversity. That's our community. And we are the organization. We serve our community. That's what we have to do. And we also create community by bringing them together, linking them up, helping them to support each other, those sort of things. Secondly is career development. So we have a range of programs to try to bolster them in their careers. And that can be our mentorship program. Thinking back to the days when I was struggling to get into journalism, you know, bringing seasoned journalists, not necessarily military veteran journalists, seasoned journalists into – and so if you're a journalist out there just wondering, can I get involved? Yes, we want you involved. You don't have to be a veteran. To mentor up-and-coming veterans in journalism. We have fellowship program with working with major outlets and collaborators to include NBC, Washington Post, NPR, Texas Tribune, a range of outlets, Hearst, McClatchy. We're very lucky to have some tremendous partners who work with us to provide paid fellowships to veterans to get a foot in the door, to get that first chance, to get started in their careers. We also have unique training. We work with the Poynter Institute, University of Mississippi, other institutions to provide some training opportunities. And we do some web work as well. We have a journalist development series ongoing right now as well. So that's the career development part. The third part that you mentioned there is the advocacy. And that's an incredibly important piece as well because you have to keep pushing. It's part of our job. Otherwise, this is just not – it's not going to improve. And let me get back. Why does it matter? Ultimately, if you don't have veterans in America's newsrooms, there's going to be less nuance about military veteran affairs issues. Don't get me wrong. There are some great non-veteran reporters covering military veteran affairs. But having served, knowing the culture, knowing some of the details, even just knowing about the difference between an M16 and whatever, you know, like those little things matter. It's good for three different levels. It's good for the veteran to get a job. It's good for the newsroom to have that deeper understanding of the military veteran affairs issues. And then thirdly, of course, it's good for the American news consumer so that they can have better, more nuanced information about what's going on, about what really matters in the military and the veterans affairs spectrum.
How does a veteran become a member of Military Veterans in Journalism?
Very simple. Check out our website, www.mvj.network, or you can just search on Google for Military Veterans Journalism. We're the first thing that pops up. We chose a very self-explanatory name. But I will add, we also have memberships for military spouses, people who are the children of military members. And we have an associate membership as well for non-military members who just want to support the community and be part of it. We don't discriminate. We're open books. We have very minimal membership fees and we also have waivers for people. I know the economy is all over the place right now. So, you know, we want to be ensure that we're open and available to have a range of people taking part in and communicating and collaborating with us.
Zach, in that range, indeed, there is the disabled American veteran. And over to disabled veterans, Military Veterans in Journalism offers training sessions on disability coverage best practices. Tell us more about that program.
Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a collaboration with the Ford Foundation to create a training program of newsrooms around improving the quality of disability reporting, specifically thinking about disabled vets. And it was designed as a train-the-trainer program. So the way that worked is that we brought in some experts, people who focus on disability training, and then we had a cadre of about 10 reporters who themselves are, I believe most of them were disabled veterans who were also reporters. They did some learning and some thinking, exploring on how to improve the quality of reporting on disability and specifically disabled veterans. And they have some best practices that we've developed. Then they did training elsewhere in about 30 newsrooms across the country. It was a tremendous effort that we did, and if anyone listening is interested in that training, please get in touch. My email is Zach, Z-A-C-K, at mvj.network. So just feel free to email me and ask me. One thing that I think is important to point out here is that we did those trainings in 30 newsrooms, but we emailed and we called and we harangued many, many, many dozens more and told them, we are offering free 90-minute training to improve the quality of your reporting. And we mostly heard crickets. And I think that is a telling data point as well. Yes, reporters are busy. I get it. And there's lots of stuff going on. But I think there needs to be more openness amongst America's newsrooms to hearing from veterans, to understanding these details, to welcoming them into the fold. And we're not there yet. There are some newsrooms that have done a tremendous job and are very open and supportive. Again, NBC comes to mind. But, you know, there are others that are just not, and they're not willing to even listen to us. So we have a ways to go. It's an uphill battle.
Zach, what are some of the ways organizations can partner with military veterans in journalism?
Thank you for that question. There are lots of ways. First of all, again, I would suggest getting in touch, and that's easy to find me on the internet. And we can find ways that make sense for each newsroom. We know that every newsroom has different time and resources available and interests, so we can partner in different ways. But some ways that I would say are most impactful are around the fellowships. The fellowships are typically 6 to 9 months, paid not exorbitantly, but you know, enough to pay the bills, basically. And those prove tremendously valuable to the veterans in our community, those who are looking to break in. Again, I think back to my time getting out of the military, wanted to get into journalism, but just running into wall after wall after wall. So we want to open those doors, and we want to do that in partnership with media organizations.
Military Veterans in Journalism has gold and bronze categories for sponsorship, also exhibitors and supporters. Can you tell us more about current military veterans in journalism sponsors and exhibitor sponsorship procedures?
Yeah, and this is part of our annual convention, and we are super excited about that coming up in July in Chicago. We are thrilled to be holding our convention on the sidelines of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists Convention. So we're just the day before at the same venue with the same hotel block, in collaboration with NAHJ. So I would encourage anyone listening to consider to come and take part in the convention. I think it's a $40 fee to attend, and then NAHJ is the next day, and they do a wonderful convention. We've been doing our convention, I think, for 4 years now. We did it in D.C. We did it in Manhattan at the New York Athletic Club overlooking the Central Park, which was exciting and amazing. We did it at the Brooklyn Brewery, and then we had our first one was virtual because it was during the pandemic. So it is always a blast. Lots of great people, lots of great panels and discussions and trainings, and I would encourage people to whether you're a veteran or not, please join us. Sponsors, mostly media organizations, but hey, we'll take anybody for the most part. And you're welcome to communicate with us. We have a sponsorship package, different levels, different benefits, different branding, you know, different sorts of ways that we can collaborate. So the best way to learn more on that is just to hit us up.
How can a veteran sign on for this convention this year?
We have a website, 2025.com. mvj.network. So just log on and sign up. It's just a few clicks away.
Zach, your story is one of struggle, And may it be said, you've used it as fuel to form military veterans in journalism.
That's right. You know, I didn't used to like to talk about the challenges that I went through, but I would like to think that it can inspire people, that it can explain why MVJ has to exist, and that it can motivate people to support our work, collaborate, and help us to build the community of military veterans in journalism.
In closing, any further information you would like to provide us about military veterans in journalism?
Veterans represent 7.5% of our country. If you look, there are veterans all around you. You just don't know for the most part. And so we need to have their stories heard. We need to give them a voice. We need to have that nuance and that deep understanding of military veteran affairs inside of our news and our media coverage. And so let's do that together.
Mr. Zach Badorf, co-founder of the Military Veterans in Journalism, thank you for joining us on the National Press Club Update One podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You have been listening to Update One, the official podcast of the National Press Club, the world's leading professional organization for journalists and a vigorous advocate of press freedom worldwide. If you have any questions or comments about Update One, send an email to updateonepodcast@gmail.com.